This is Eric Davis at Comic-Con 2012 with Matt Damon, who stars in Elysium, the Neil Blomkamp's District 9 follow-up. And is that how you pronounce it? Is it Elysium? That's what we're trying to debate back there.
Elysium, yeah.
It's Elysium.
Well, I say Elysium. Maybe some people say Elysium.
And now, we don't know much about this film. We're going to see the panel later on. What is it about, and who do you play?
Well, it's about it takes place in the future in 2154, and the idea is that basically Earth has become a third world planet, and there's an orbital habitat that kind of, you know, 125 kilometers away that sits up, kind of hovering over Earth, and that's where all the ultra rich have gone. And basically, and that place is called Elysium. And on Elysium, they have these med bays. You lie down, and if you have even the tiniest precancerous cells, it eliminates them. And so your life expectancy is hundreds of years, and you know the quality of life is fantastic. And versus, you know, contrasted to Earth, which is meant to be LA. We shot in Mexico City, and so it's this. So it's very. It feels very third world. The neighborhoods we were in Mexico City. It feels very, kind of like the third world we recognize and kind of.
Is this like a post-apocalyptic Earth that you're at?
No, it was just kind of the increasing gap between rich and poor that just led to the inevitable kind of rich just leaving.
Now, the first picture of you we've seen in this film is you just holding a gun looking like a badass. So how much of a badass are you in this film?
Well, the guy that I play is kind of a badass, but he's really just a dude. He's always dreamed, like everybody on Earth, he's always dreamed of making it somehow to Elysium, but by the time he's grown up, he's kind of resigned to just working in this factory and he's got a criminal past, but that's kind of behind him. But very early on in the film, something happens to him. He gets irradiated at the factory that he works in, and he's got 5 days to live. And so now he's got to get to Elysium within the 5 days to get onto one of those med bays, or he'll die. And so he kind of returns to his criminal kind of past to try to horse trade, to basically do whatever it takes to get up to Elysium.
Now, it looks cool. The gun that you're holding is really cool. It's kind of reminiscent of the weaponry that they had in District 9, which was pretty badass. Is there a lot of cool weaponry in this film as well?
When I met Neil, he gave me a graphic novel of Elysium that he'd done on his computer that was insane. It was really incredible. And along with that, he gave me an entire book on weaponry that he'd done that was like his research into like where he thinks weapon systems might go in the future. And so that's this chemrail gun that I have for a little while, and it's just, it's insane. And the Weta Workshop built all these things. They're these like incredibly cool weapons like that are just total inventions of those dudes. So it's super cool. Yeah.
Now, I know, you know, there's a lot of creatures and stuff in District 9. Does he do anything in that realm? Are there any kind of monsters or creatures or otherworldly stuff? I mean, I know we're in space here. I don't know how much of an alien element is in this film, if at all.
No, but there are droids. There are a lot of, like, security. The droids run a lot of the security for Elysium, and they're really badass. They're, you know, and they're done. I mean, it's that thing because Neil comes from special effects. You see them in the, like you'll see in this reel tonight, they're, you just look at them, the way the light reflects off, everything is so real that you just go, oh, well, that's a droid. Like, that's a real, they somehow got a robot to do this. Like, it's just really incredible, the kind of level of craftsmanship of these VFX guys.
People were kind of buzzing around a little bit. I don't know if there was an early cut for this film, if it exists, but that this was one of your best roles is kind of the word that's out already. I mean, do you feel like this is one of your best roles, or at least one of the performances that you're most proud of?
Yeah, I mean, I hope so. I mean, I hope the film, obviously we have 8 more months to go before the movie comes out. So this is a super early thing. Neil just really felt strong about coming to Comic-Con because it played such a huge role in District 9 and kind of in his life. And he's been talking about this this screening or this, you know, showing this, you know, these few minutes since we, you know, since we were making the movie a year ago. But yeah, the role is great, and it's unlike anything I ever have had a chance to do, and the whole world that he created is totally unique, and so yeah, I mean, I think this has the potential to be a great movie, not just a good one, like a really unique, great sci-fi movie, which is always cool. Like, for me, I wondered if I'd ever get a chance to be in a movie like this.
Yeah, I like your sci-fi movies. You seem to like kind of, you'll go a couple of films and then you'll dabble back into sci-fi. Is this a genre that you feel really comfortable in and that you like to kind of pepper in every few films?
No, I mean, I don't feel like I've ever done a sci-fi movie. Like, I've never had a chance to do anything like this. I mean, this is like really original, you know, and to be able to do something that's totally, you know, totally original. It's like it just all comes out of Neil's head. Like, I just got lucky to work with him.
You know, they got the Bourne movie coming out, and I know people have been chattering like, oh, maybe they'll do like an Avengers style team up, you know, later down the line, and Matt will come back to the franchise. Is that in the realm of possibility in your head?
I don't know. I mean, you know, if anybody had a script, you know, that was good. It's really about that. It's not like, you know, it's just about trying to, you know, it's always been Paul Greengrass and I have wanted to do a Bourne movie for a while. We just, you know, there hasn't been an idea that has been, you know, because the guy, if you really look at the other three movies, the guy's wanted out the whole time and he finally gets out. So
bringing it back in is a little bit complicated.
To do what? Like,
to kick ass. Personally, I want to see the School Ties reunion. That is, I'll be honest with you, dude. Like, and I'm not even joking. That is a film that I just always return to, and I want to know if your character is still a prick all these years later. What do you think?
I think the guy's a total prick, and he's, you know, where would he be? Let's see. If the movie took place in 55, then that guy would, you know, it's 25 years later, so it's 1980, you know, I mean, he'd be in the middle of, like, you know, or, yeah, a few more years, whenever the savings and loan scandal was, or whatever, he'd be in the middle of some bad shit.
Is that a fun experience for that film? Because that was one of your first just coming up with all those guys, and that was just a fun film for me. Was it fun for you?
It was great, yeah, it was great. I mean, you know, for all of us, it was like, you know, most of our first movies, and we were, you know, it was Sherry Lansing and Stanley Jaffe had actually cast the movie, and they had done Taps, and so we were like, well, wow, does that make us like the next group of guys? Like, that's pretty amazing, you know. And it worked out for everybody, you know.
You know, it's one of my favorite. And finally, you know, I said on Twitter beforehand that I was gonna say the debate between who is hotter, me or you. I personally think I'm hotter than you. Do you have a rebuttal to that?
No, man. I think we're taking the same side of the argument here. I'm, you know, you're younger than me. You know, you've got the microphone.
Awesome, Matt. Good luck. Congratulations with the film, and I hope it works out.
Thanks, Eric. Appreciate it.